Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you know the song Faith by Limp Bizkit? 64% say yes.
Nice.
There we go.
Congratulations, Spike.
There we go. Still smarting. I told Ike during the break that our last caller thought I didn't know who Drew Hill was.
I know.
It made me mad.
Yeah, I could tell.
I couldn't get it into his head.
Right.
Yes.
You wanted to make sure that he knew that you knew.
Yes.
Drew Hill.
Yes.
And that's not Lauryn Hill.
No. It is okay. Drew Hill.
It's Drew Hill.
Cisco was in Drew Hill.
Oh, it's a band.
Solo. Drew Hill's a group.
A group.
Yes. All right. Yes. One day at a time.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
We don't do bands.
No. Well.
We? Is Boys in the Hood the Boys to Men? Is that a band?
No, they're a group.
See, now what's the difference?
I would say a band, the guys play instruments.
Yes.
Play instruments, yeah.
What?
Nothing. I know.
Thinking, you know, that's what a band is. They play instruments.
Yes.
Right. But like Boys to Men.
Is not a band.
They just sing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like an a cappella group.
They're not. Now you're being stupid on purpose. You do know what a cappella means?
Yeah, it's the four guys.
No. You really don't. You don't know what it is, do you?
What's the one where it's the four guys?
No. No,
acapella.
That's a quartet.
Yes.
That's a quartet.
So what's an a cappella?
You really don't know.
Is that when you sing with there's nothing in the background?
There you go.
All right. That's why I was giving you the jack face.
Yeah. What's the check?
Where it's just like lights on, no one's home.
Yes. It was deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
Oh, you questioned
it. I was trying to think, quartet?
Yeah, quartet. So Sixers win last night, go to 5-1 in Brooklyn.
Yes.
That Brooklyn team is the worst team I've seen play basketball. I watched every process team. That team sucks horribly. That said, going in there on a sleepy Sunday night, mm-hmm. only 5.5-point favorites, I was terrified.
Yeah.
But, man.
That's the type of game you lose right there when you're not focused.
Oof. And that Nets team, that coach, Jordy Fernandez, had them playing pretty hard last year. Not now. That team gave up beginning of the fourth quarter. But Sixers were cooking, man. They're cooking. Maxi cooking. Yeah. Kelly Oubre, 22 points in the first quarter.
I saw it.
And then I got terrified because he got hurt in the end of the third, but he's okay. He tweaked his ankle a little bit.
I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little scared.
I didn't even know the Sixers were playing yesterday until I'm on Twitter and I see people talking about the Sixers. I'm into that. I was still watching the games.
Well, yeah, Chiefs. Chiefs Bills.
Yeah, but I switched over to Sixers Nets.
Oubre is cooking a little too much.
Oh, no, he's cooking.
No, I know, but I had Maxi bets. I had VJ bets. And this guy goes for 22 in the first quarter. I was fuming.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Look at that team. 5-1. Yeah. Sixers 5-1.
And the Friday night game, that was a good fight.
Yeah, they were down 24.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it was the first time I had to find him on Prime. I was trying to look up what channel they were on.
Same deal. I go to NBC Sports Philly, it's not there, and I think, okay, maybe it's an ESPN game. Go there. Can't find it in the listings anywhere.
And I'm so used to TNT. I just like I know that I'll turn on TNT, but they're not even showing anything. I'm not used to NBC yet having basketball.
Well, yep. And when it's on Prime, I have Xfinity, so I just hit guide twice and go to sports, and I can find it that way. Mm-hmm. Can't find it there, so yeah. I finally found it. But yeah, they lost the Celtics game, but you know, coming down from 24 down to be having a last second chance to win.
No problem with that.
Yeah. No.
I was more impressed with the comeback.
Yes,
than,
absolutely.
And getting a victory. Does yesterday's game count in the whole cup thing?
No, they're pretty screwed in the cup now because you lose that first game to Boston, and assuming Boston's the other good team in the group, they might not make it out of the group now. Yeah, no.
Man, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Parade's canceled. Before it started?
Still a chance, but you got to win that first
game. But
that's
not, yesterday's game doesn't count.
No, that was not an NBA Cup game.
Okay.
And then two games this week. They have the Bulls tomorrow. Bulls are 5-1. Mm-hmm. And then the Cavs Wednesday night.
Two good games.
Yeah. So Embiid, guess would be, since he didn't play yesterday, guess would be he plays against the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plays.
Sits Cleveland
and then plays Saturday's game. I forget who they play Saturday. So
sounds good.
Nice little start for the Sixers. 5-1. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
What up, A?
Yo, so, Ike, would you consider Josie a boy band because the two brothers play instruments?
Devontae and Dalvin?
Yeah, they were, you know, they weren't the singers. They did the instruments.
No, you're right.
Is Jodeci a band?
That's a... I never thought of them as a band, but your point is right.
It's
that
a
they
point.
Play instruments, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the two brothers, they play
the
instruments. Listen, don't it feel good to have a general manager, regardless of if the moves boom, that is willing to make the moves? Because, you know, recently, some of the midseason moves, they've been a little ugly, you know, with the veteran players.
Yeah.
But it feels good that he's willing. He sees an issue that he created sometimes because he didn't have the foresight to say, you know what, maybe these corners aren't that good. And maybe we need a star pass rusher instead of just a collection of pass rushers. So he created that problem, but the willingness to try to correct his problem.
Yes,
that's all we ask for as fans.
Uh-huh.
You know, you like,
instead of doubling down on the original decision.
Right.
Yeah,
you could double down on stupid because that's what kind of got him in trouble before, doubling down on stupid. And then, like, you know what? I'm a 2-time Super Bowl winning GM because I can evolve with the time.
Yep.
And it's appreciated by me. I didn't even know we made this trade for Jalen Phillips because I don't know if you know. No, I get notifications all late. My son texted me like, this is a great move. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, you sent me a screenshot of, I'm like, oh, I had no idea. Sent me that like 15 minutes after the trade. I'm like, I'll take it. And I don't really know much about Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm. I looked up his stats, you know, 8 sacks, 9, whatever. But what I read is that he's injury prone. So maybe that's a lot, the lack of his production.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. And, you know, I'm still holding out hope for Myles Garrett because he's a DN. He's not a just outside lineman.
I don't think
we might
well
give
Garrett.
Up on Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I don't
unless we
I'll
get him this offseason.
Yeah.
So but, you don't get him give up on nothing.
Because I'm not real big on the Jair. Like 3 years ago,
yeah, Jair Alexander. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah,
I wanted him, but I don't know. But it's just competition with Kelly Ringo and what's his name,
Adoree Jackson.
I don't even remember his name. He's gonna be gone. So, like, it's just competition, and I'll take it.
Yep.
Because we were the best team, and no team that we're competing with have made moves and watching. And, you know, like I said, the Packers are looking forward to the game next Monday. They were. They were looking past the Panthers. They were, and the Panthers are a good team. They're a good team. So, but they were looking forward, and the Lions. Who the Lions lose to?
Yeah. Lions. Yep. Are Lions 5-4 now?
No. Lions are... 6 and have they had their bye week yet?
I don't think they have.
They're 5-3.
They're 5-3.
There we go.
Yeah, and they just lost. So yeah, so I'm looking for those. I'm like this is a great time to be an Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to be an Eagles fan.
Absolutely.
I have no complaint.
Yeah,
I have no complaint. But Spike, he's gonna find a way to complain about something.
No, I'm just
he's happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm just pointing out. I'm just not sure that the trades all of a sudden and one good game against the Giants makes us the class of the NFC.
Yes.
We're right there. We're right there. And in 3 weeks, we'll be able to see where we are compared to a couple of those other really good teams. So we'll see.
Because no one stands out.
No.
And I'm rooting for the Chiefs not to make the playoffs. Yeah, because I hate the Chiefs now more than the Cowboys. So no team is standing out. You just got to be the best of the rest. No team is like above everybody this season.
Yeah, and the point you made at the beginning, absolutely true. Even if it was his, even if it was Howie's decision to do this, that, or the other, the fact that he's not doubling down and saying, no, this is good enough, I promise you it's good enough, going out and getting guys, especially this year, I think the fact that there aren't any other, there's not a great team in the NFC, makes you say to yourself, let's put some distance. This is when we were talking about Myles Garrett on Friday. Let's make sure we do everything we can to optimize this opportunity, because you see these injuries happening all over the NFL. You never know when that's going to happen to you. You never know when you're going to walk into a lost season or something. You have to take advantage of every opportunity you have. And I'm glad that we have young players, but you never know. So they have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. So go try to win it.
Right, and speaking of injuries, someone got to look into the Niners medical department.
Oh my God!
Torn ACLs, but listen,
they lost Michael Williams.
Yeah, up there in that damn stadium. They were in MetLife yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, were
that
they?
Is where it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just had no idea. Listen,
something like that damn stadium. What's up? Go ahead.
I think the rest of the delegation that all we just can't get nothing right. Like, we don't know what a cover is. We don't know what a sample is. Listen, a sample. They hear a song that they like. And they sample parts of it for their song. Diddy, Puffy, when he was Puffy, he was the master of sampling.
Yep.
And Kids from the '80s, that was his thing.
Yep.
And he didn't invent the remix, but he is the remix master. His best songs were remixes.
Yeah. Him and Jermaine Dupri, they're like the remix masters. Yeah.
The only you remix. What was the? I'm trying to think of the big remixes. What didn't
Been Around the World?
Around the World was a great remix.
Yep.
I Need a Girl remix.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yeah.
In the cover, it's a song that's made and someone just does it again.
Yes.
And this is a shout out to my guy, Chuck. Because this is his girl. When Whitney Houston redid "I Will Always Love You."
But that's what we started with.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, no, that was the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah, came out in 1992 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her song. That is her song.
Wow.
It's no longer a cover. That's her song. I think she has the best voice of all time. I take Stephanie Mills over her. But Whitney Houston did to that song. She has men trying to imitate the high octave. Listen.
Do it.
We love
it. Do it, Aaron.
We love it.
Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay.
Nope.
And I will always love you.
Wow. Not bad.
That's pretty good. I mean, eh?
Yeah.
Well done, Aaron. Well done.
The modern phones with when you try to yell.
Yeah. It cuts it
Thanks.
Out. It cuts it out.
Go back to landlines.
The winner of next question today gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers, which you can buy at HessToyTruck.com.
Members of the delegation has also checked in.
Yes.
They wanted me to know my comment about we don't do bands.
Yes.
Completely wrong, even though it was tongue-in-cheek when I said
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah.
The most popular band from us, the Roots.
The Roots.
The Roots are a band.
Yes.
You had Living Color. I don't know if you remember them. Mm. They were a band.
Living Color?
You know Cult of Personality? It's somebody's walk-up song for the Phillies. Doesn't Schwarber use Cult of Personality sometimes?
Huh. Yeah.
That is a delegation band.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. This hour... Yes. Presented by.
Can't even make a joke.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Okay. Oh, I heard this. Oh, this is Schwarber's.
Yeah. This was a big
hit.
This
is the Band of Brothers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
My son does have a chance.
Yes.
Let me give you something. You see if you know these bands.
Vernon Reed is the guitar player of Living Color. Great band.
Stone Age?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queen of the Stone Age?
Yep. Good band. Good band. This is on Ike's son's YouTube.
Yes.
Dude, Ike's son's YouTube has three times as many subscribers as the Ricky does, probably more than WIP as well. Ike's son has a giant YouTube channel. All right, what else?
He's asked Pearl Jam on here.
Yeah. Nice. We sing Pearl Jam sometimes.
What is this, Pierce the Veil?
Pierce the Veil, that is way too heavy for you. But
okay.
Yeah,
he's into that, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he's into that.
Hmm.
Turnstile, Thornhill.
Turnstile is great. Turnstile is a new band. To the guy who produced Turnstile, Will Yip, is a Philly guy. He's probably listening right now.
Okay.
Turnstile, great band. What's the other one? Lauryn Hill.
Thornhill.
Oh, Thornhill. Thornhill, I don't know.
How about Sleep Token?
Sleep Token, I hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're big.
Yes.
They sell out arenas.
Why asking what was the top rock band?
So Sleep Token, they wear like costumes and masks, and they go, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting close to that at the house.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. He's in there.
Oh, really?
I love him.
I wanted to like Sleep Token.
I love him, but he's I don't know, man. He's diving off stages and stuff, man. I don't know, man.
I told you the one time I did that. I dove off a stage one time. So Trocadero, I'm doing a stage announcement. I'm working for YSP, and I'm fat at the time, 235, whatever I weighed. And I do a stage, and I introduce Andrew WK, who was a, sort of popular band at the guy.
That's a band?
Well, he's the singer.
Oh, okay.
It's a band, but Andrew WK's Party Hard you might recognize. Anyway, so I introduce him. I think I'm going to jump into the crowd afterwards. And I stand at the edge of the stage, and I jump, and it parted like the Red Sea.
They said,
hell no.
Yeah, all went.
Not you, not you, big boy.
240, 235? Yeah. Nope. No way.
Nope. Yeah. Now, luckily, the jump from the Trocadero stage might be 6 feet off the ground.
Okay,
wasn't so bad.
Okay,
yeah,
that's not bad.
This hour on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. 215-592-9494. Judy in Westchester, you're on WIP. Judy.
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 Like a Judy. That's a That's our parents' generation.
Yes, Judy's. Yeah. Steve in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thanks Steve.
What's up, Steve?
You know, Ike was saying it earlier. These next two games with the Eagles, if you win them, you're 8-2, and then you're going to have the tiebreaker over the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings. And you would be pretty well set up because the last seven games after that, three of them are against the AFC. So it's like these two, this is really like the big heart of the season. I like the moves that were done, but at the same sense, a caller said earlier, these moves need to be done because not enough was done in the off season. So it, I feel like it's kind of like putting a little bit of a Band-Aid on a wound. I don't know if it's going to be perfect, but also I wanted to ask you guys, with Brandon Graham coming back and the other three guys we just got, have they talked about the four players that they're going to be like cutting or putting on the practice squad to get them active?
No. Now, so one of the trades, they traded Mechie for Michael Carter II. So that one we don't have to worry about. But the Jair Alexander and Jalen Phillips, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Now, Ojulari has not played well and has been on IR, mm-hmm. is on IR now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they're going to call.
I would imagine...
They have $5 million into Ojulari, so I don't know if that's the...
And you may as well keep him.
Yeah.
Maybe a Dory, right?
Well, didn't Elliott throw out the idea of cutting A.J. Dillon now that Tank Bigsby's here?
Yeah. And then bringing him back on... Maybe you bring him back on the practice squad, and then...
Yeah, because nobody's probably going to sign him, yeah.
No, and he plays there, and if you need him, you can go and get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor A.J.
Yeah, because he plays no special teams either.
Right.
At least Shipley is the kickoff return.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, I think to an extent you're right. They are Band-Aids on those problems. But here is the good thing about the Philadelphia Eagles is that every team has those, and we are a team that is at least attempting to fix those problems. So
that's a fair point. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It might not work. It might, you know, Jair Alexander might be cooked, and you know, To me, aside from the fact that you're paying a third round pick, the Jalen Phillips thing seems like no lose to me. You know.
And you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with the Phillips is, again, like, the only thing I quote unquote dislike is saying that, you know, it's a rental because you did the third round pick. But like what Ike was saying in like the first segment, basically saying that if he likes it here and he's 26, he might want to hang out here with this team. And knowing Fangio, too, I mean, I don't think Vic's going anywhere until he wants to retire.
Well, and here's the great thing. Even with his free agency coming up, he's not going to reset the market price. So it'd be an affordable price.
Yeah, that is the concern is you don't want to commit big money to a guy that's had an Achilles and an ACL in consecutive years. And that was when we had John Jastrzemski earlier, that was his he said be careful
and
on
that. That's legit. That's legit.
Yep. All right, Steve. Steve, for next question day, you got a favorite cover song?
I do. How about Sounds of Silence from Disturbed?
Yeah. I don't love the cover. It's Depeche Mode. It Sounds of Silence, right? Is the original? Yes.
More bands from the delegation.
Yeah.
They're checking in?
Yep. Prince and the Revolution.
Absolutely.
That's definitely a band.
Yes, 100%.
Mint Condition.
I
don't
know if you remember. Yes, I remember Mint Condition. Yeah.
Yeah. That's on me.
Yeah.
Well.
That's on me.
Well, I didn't want to correct you.
Right. But now that we're here. Like Jimi Hendrix should count in here, right?
Well, listen, now that we're here, you know, everybody's correcting me.
But I, you know.
You have one throwaway comment.
I know my place.
You always forget how many people are listening.
Yep. A lot of people listen.
They're like, hold on, what you mean? What do you mean no delegation has a band?
Yeah, headline. Black people don't have bands. Quote, Ike Reese.
Former Falcon great.
I just forgot, that's all.
And somebody else said this earlier.
Well, really, all those guys from the 80s and 90s, the Gap Band, all of them, they all played instruments.
All bands, yeah. George Clinton.
Yeah, just keep going. Yeah. There's a million bands, yeah?
In fact, the Jackson 5.
Well, it could be considered a band. Yeah, it sounds a band.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, fellas.
But just while we're on the band conversation, a boy band is not a band. Like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, not bands.
Mm-mm.
They're called boy bands, but they're not a band. They don't play any instruments.
That's
they're,
true.
Yeah. All right. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Oh, come on, man. The best things that happened this weekend.
Oh, my. You're back.
Yeah, come on. Back. What did Luke do on Friday?
Luke did 5 things I'm scared of.
Ooh.
Not that I'm scared of, that he's scared of.
Was you one of them?
It was number 5.
He was number 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair.
Number one was Wemby taking over the league.
Ew. Yeah. Come on. But we don't do sportsy top fives.
Yeah, he had a couple of funny
ones.
Yeah,
he had a couple good ones.
He did a good job. And every time I went to him, I got a, you rang.
Well, so yeah, you listened. Yeah. Good. Good.
So top five of five is the top five things that happened this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
We might have an update on Romo.
Okay.
I don't know, Jim.
215-592-9494. The top five and five is next.
I was waiting for that yesterday, too. I was waiting to hear it.
Well, he's made a noise.
Yeah, always making noise.
That we'll break down.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.